Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and let's talk Monster Jam. Specifically, let's speak with Jim Koehler. He's part of Team Scream. He drives Avenger, and he's part of the Monster Jam circuit, one of the most ridiculously entertaining things you can do as a family. It's fun. He will explain it all to us from soup to nuts. Here's Jim.
Mr. Excitement, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Mr. Excitement, so, working on trucks, getting them ready.
So you drive the Avenger car in the Monster Jam series.
Yes, sir.
I've been to Monster Jam a couple of times. It is, for us, and I've said this on the podcast and YouTube, it is the most family-friendly event we go to as a family, and it's the most fun we have. But some people may not really understand the sport of Monster Jam as a whole. So can you kind of condense it to what people can expect from Monster Jam?
Well, I mean, the awesome part of it is, you're correct, it is a family fun sport. You know, it's nice because there's stuff for all ages to do. So if you're going to come out to Monster Jam, and I recommend everybody at least tries it once, and you'll be hooked after that. So if you come out to Monster Jam, you come out for the early pit party, which usually show times, you know, around 7 o'clock is when the show starts. But they'll have a pit party that'll go from, say, 2 o'clock to maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock, you know, something along those lines. So earlier in the afternoon, you come down with your family, get into the pit party, because what a pit party is all the trucks are set up. All the drivers will be by their truck signing autographs, straight there for question and answers. Plus, you get up close to look at the trucks, you can touch them, you can check them out. You get a look at the track. The cool part also is there's other stuff going on at the pit party. There's a sandbox for little kids to play with toy monster trucks in it. They have a new train track type monster truck set up that they have on display that kids can play. There's the Grave Digger little trucks that their power wheels that actually kids ride in. They have that type of stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to do and see at the pit party, and not to mention you can, you know, get yourself a souvenir and talk to them and get an autograph from a driver, which is an awesome thing for people that are super fans and fans that like to, you know, meet the people putting on the show. So that's just the beginning, you know. That is probably one of the funnest parts for us, is because that's what excites us to do the show that we do. When you're at a pit party and people are telling you, oh, I've seen you jump this, or I've seen you do this, and man, that was great, and boy, you're awesome, and all that stuff, it just fires us up. So they're going to get a better show the more they build us up. You know, so then that night, when the show starts, you know, you'll have introductions, and we'll go into racing. The racing will continue till we have a winner, so you know, we'll do round after round after round until we get a winner over the set course. Every stadium's different. There's a lot of same style of racing, but bigger stadiums and different stuff they do, you know, the tracks change up a little bit. This year, we're doing a two-wheel challenge. After racing is over, everybody gives their two best tricks on two wheels, like a wheelie, a sky wheelie, bicycling it, a stoppie. Whatever your best tricks are, you try to lay down your two best tricks, and it's a judged competition. The cool part is, it's judged by the fans.
Now, is this part of the freestyle that you've been successful with so far?
Well, this is like a precursor to the freestyle. This is like a freestyle before the freestyle, because this is only supposed to be two-wheel challenge. So you're trying to do some trick with your monster truck on two wheels. Okay, so it's not how big you can jump. It's not you doing a crazy donut. It's trying to get the truck on two wheels, either on the side two wheels, on the rear two wheels, or on the front two wheels, but two wheels. So you do that competition, and the fans have an opportunity to vote with their phone. They explain out how to do that when you get there. It's super simple, and they vote, you know, from 1 to 10, and then the scores are given, and we get a winner for that. So now we have two winners. So far, we had a race winner, and we had a two-wheel challenge winner. Then we go on to freestyle. Now, freestyle, you can incorporate the speed you had from racing, the stuff you did in two-wheel challenge, plus everything else you want to do, the big air, the donuts, the slap wheelies, crazy saves, the doubling up obstacles, everything you want to do, the combo moves, you can do that in freestyle. And then that is also judged by the fans.
Okay.
So the fans ultimately pick the winner of the show on two events, because racing, obviously, the person that crosses the line first wins. Fans can't control that other than they hype the guy up at the pit party. But once that is done, they go through the overall points of the show to see who the event winner was. So there'll be a winner for racing, a winner for two-wheel challenge, a winner for freestyle, and an overall event champion. So whoever had the most points accumulated through that show will then win that event champion. And we're on a series, so the more points you get through the whole series, there'll be a series champion at the end of the series, which your stop is the last stop on the series, so mm-hmm. everybody's going to be pushing to get those last points in there in Atlanta. So the new building should be awesome. I've never been there yet, so I can't wait.
Yeah, and it's the first year for it at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so I think it'll be a blast.
Yeah, I think it's going to be totally awesome. I mean, I enjoyed the old building, so I can only imagine how the new building is going to be, because every stadium that I've went to in the past, and we've done shows at their old building, and then they tear it down and build a new one. The new buildings are so fantastic. It's got to be, Atlanta's got to be happy to have a new building. Not that there was, you know, the old building was bad or anything, just once the technology and the newness and all the cool stuff that they can do in a building is insane and makes it better for the viewing of the fans and everything. It's just a total good combination, and I can't wait to see that building.
So you touched on this, but as a driver, every building is different. Some inside, some outside, and the dimensions are going to be different. Some of the obstacles will be the same. In the racing aspect, how difficult is that? Because sometimes the turns are going to be shorter, quicker, and more concise. How do you adjust it as a driver?
Well, you have to make your adjustments for the track, for sure. I mean, anytime you go to a different track, that's what puts the good drivers from the bad drivers aside. You know, you have to adapt to the track you're racing on, and everybody's racing on the same track, so there's no one has an edge over the other guy. But you're right, some tracks the turns are going to be tighter. Some it's going to be a totally different course because they have, like a baseball field, we have so much room that they can do a couple different turns and stuff. They do a bunch of different style racing in the football stadiums. Some are wider, some are narrower, sometimes they do a J-hook. You have to adapt to what you're doing. What we do at Monster Jam, though, is the night before the show, we do an intro practice so we can get the timing right of how trucks are coming in the building and that sort of thing. And then we do what we call a shakedown run, which really it's like qualifying, but it's a practice run of the race course so we can get the right idea for the right gearing that we want, the way we want our shocks set up for the jumps, and mm-hmm. get the truck dialed in. So we're allowed to make as many shakedown passes as we like. I usually am pretty good with one or two. I'm pretty happy, and then we're set for the show. So you get a chance to run the track before you're just throwing at it in front of the fans. So that way the fans get their best possible show, and that way you know your truck's 100% going into the Saturday show. You know everything is 100%. And you're ready to rock and roll.
Two questions about the trucks. You started in Monster Jam as a byproduct because you built your own truck. Is that correct? And you started racing.
Correct. I built my own truck. I enjoyed Monster Trucks and Monster Jam and going to the shows as a fan. And I did a lot of four-wheeling and off-roading. And I said, you know, I really like Monster Trucks. I think I could build one of these and compete with these guys. You know, it's a lot bigger stuff than what I have now. But, you know, I can learn it. I can figure it out. So I started building one. It was more a labor of love, and thought, you know, if I did a couple shows a year, you know, went and did a couple things, I'd be okay. It would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into, wow, I'm pretty good at this. This is a lot more fun. I can do a ton more shows. You know, the Monster Jam wants me to come to all these events and do all this stuff. So to me, it turned into, from what I thought was going to be just, maybe once in a while thing to, like, all the time, I'm going here, going there, and just loving it, living the dream, so to say.
So as part of the team, when something breaks, like for example, at a competition, when something breaks on your truck, is that it for the night, or it just depends on the severity of what's broken? There's no backup truck.
No, there's definitely no backup truck. It depends on the severity. Last week we had a transmission fail us, so I didn't get to do as good as I wanted to in freestyle, but we had a Saturday and a Sunday show, so I did good in racing. I did good in the two-wheel challenge, and then my freestyle was ended early because I lost forward push in the transmission. I could only do reverse, so couldn't do much there. So over the night, we fixed everything we had to fix, and I was able to race again, do my two-wheel challenge. I think I took fifth in the two-wheel challenge, which was pretty good.
The next day? Wow.
Yeah, on Sunday. So we went, for Sunday. So we got everything fixed back, So if it's an easy fix, because the show goes by pretty good, if you blow a motor or tear the axle out from underneath it, odds are you're not coming back for the rest of that show. But you will have everything done for the next day's show so you can, again, compete, because it's all points, so you don't want to miss any shows. But a lot of teams work together. The best thing about Monster Jam is we're all like a tight-knit family. When we put our helmets on, we're competing against each other, but I want to beat the guy because I beat him because I'm better at driving and doing my tricks. I don't want to beat him because he's stuck on the sideline with a broken part we could have helped him fix, and then he can't compete. So we help each other out if we can, So if my truck is fine and my crew doesn't need to do anything, me and they see another crew is working on their truck and needs help, they will help. And vice versa, they will come help us if we need help. So it works out really good because we're all about having a full competition and trying to compete against everybody level and fair. So instead of guys sitting out because they're broke and not getting points and not winning, we want to make sure everything goes off smooth. So we all help each other out. Works out nice that way.
I can imagine that the physicality and the physical conditioning that you need to be in order to drive and do the best that you can, that's something that a lot of fans may not think about. How do you do that? Because that's got to be a lot of wear and tear on you going up and banging into things.
Yeah, I try to keep fit. I don't get a lot of time to do exercising like at a gym, but I keep myself busy. If I had one of those armbands that tells you how many steps you do, I'd probably have, 20 million miles and walking and running. So you got to keep in shape. You got to eat right. You can't, be out just, drinking and eating garbage food and whatever. You got to kind of take care of yourself. You're kind of an athlete. We're not an athlete like a football player or a baseball player where those guys, they have to use their bodies to do their most of the stuff. I'm using a truck to do my major aggression. But your body takes a toll, and you get abused, and you have to have the stamina to do the stuff that we're doing because it is extremely tiring and extremely wear you out, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on. So you do have to try to stay in shape the best you can and keep busy. I work like nonstop, so like people think that I don't even know what they think. They think I'm crazy because I might get, 5 hours of sleep a night, and I'm constantly working from when I get up in the morning and all the way through the whole day and late into the night because I'm trying to make my stuff better and trying to make me better as a driver and just trying to make everything work.
That's awesome. You're doing what you love. There are two other members on Team Scream. So when you're somewhere, are they usually in the same location or are they elsewhere in the country doing a separate Monster Jam show?
Okay, so this year, me and Brad Allen travel together, and Brad Allen is driving the Monster Mutt Rottweiler this season. So we travel together, and then Corey Rummel and John Gordon are driving Scooby-Doo and Pirate's Curse. They are not on our tour, so I have my two trucks on our tour, and then my other two trucks are traveling they're actually out in California. They're going to do Oakland, California this weekend, and they're on pretty much the opposite side of the country from us. They've been on a separate tour. Now, there are some times when tours meet. It didn't work out this year where we were together at all, but we'll all congregate in Las Vegas for the World Finals, so we will meet up there, so I'll have the whole team working, and hopefully some of my team members make the, you know, they have a challenge for new guys that are coming into the sport, and hopefully that they make that and can compete in the show, because the winner of that gets to compete in the big show against, you know, all the big guys, so it's kind of cool. It's kind of a stepping stone, more practice for the new people coming up in the sport. It kind of gives them a look at what the World Finals is all about and to see if they're up to the challenge. And it's a pretty neat deal, and I'm hoping in Vegas some of my guys have that opportunity. But that's where we'll convene next, is we'll all be together there.
And lastly, for any younger fans who are listening, they're big Monster Jam fans, they want to get into the business, either on the crew side or the driving side, what would you recommend?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways to tackle that. First of all, stay in school, finish out your schooling. That's number one. Number two is always have a secondary option career, because Monster Trucks is a tough career, and you may look at it from the outside saying, ooh, that's what I want to do, this is the greatest, and devote all your time to it, and then find out, wow, this is too much work for me, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. So always have a backup. I've had a backup my whole life. So you always have a backup plan. But the best way to go about it, for some people, if you're local to a team, like, see, people in my area, I have people that I've met that are local to me that want to be on the team, and they come by and they're like, hey, you know, I want to help out. What can I do? And some people, we have them come and they help us at the shop, and sometimes they go on the road, and it's more like an internship. You do an internship with a team if you have them locally, because there's not a lot of money in an internship, but if you live close, it's not that big a deal for you to go over to their shop and help them work and learn about the business and see what it's really what you want to get into. One of my interns, Frank Kremel, turned into an awesome driver, won many championships, did a great job. He's since retired from driving, but he's got an office job for Monster Jam, so he's doing great for himself. And it was a young kid that started with me when he was 17 years old, so it can be, you can work your career that way. Or, you know, like UTI was a sponsor of Monster Jam, and a lot of kids can do these technical schools, and they're great. There's a bunch of them out there. I don't know the names of all of them, but UTI is a good example. You go there, you learn all the aspects of what Monster Trucks have to offer, and, you know, other types of mechanical stuff, so that you can then become a crew guy. Monster Jam is always hiring crew guys, always testing drivers. And that's a really good way to go, because they have a great program. They have a great driving test school. So Tom Mintz, out of his location, has Monster Jam Academy, they call it. And if you're a crew guy or you're someone that they have interest in for driving, they test you. They put you in a truck and see what you can do, and they try to teach you, and they train you the different moves. And now the young kids that come out of Tom's University there are awesome. They're awesome drivers. They do a great job. So there's a lot of ways to go about it. It all depends on your passion. If you really want to do it, you pursue it, and, you know, make your dreams come true. That's what I did.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.